You are listening to the Social Security Administration's Ticket to Work podcast series. Get answers to your questions, access information and resources, and receive expert advice on work incentives and the Ticket to Work program.
Would you like to have a better understanding of your rights as a person who receives Social Security disability benefits? Do you think you may have been discriminated against because of your disability? Do you want to know how you can go about requesting reasonable accommodations to help you function more effectively on the job? Social Security offers free services to disability beneficiaries through Protection and Advocacy for Beneficiaries of Social Security, or PABS, organizations. PABS organizations are responsible for protecting the legal rights of Social Security disability beneficiaries. Many beneficiaries, like you, want to work. PABS provides information, advocacy, legal representation, and other helpful services. Disability Rights New Jersey, a PABS organization, is a Ticket to Work program service provider offering legal advice and services to Social Security disability beneficiaries. Today we are speaking with Lily Lowe Reed, the Director of Disability Rights New Jersey. Lily, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
So tell us what a Protection and Advocacy for Beneficiaries of Social Security organization does and the types of services that Disability Rights New Jersey offers to individuals with disabilities.
Sure. Our PABS program, basically, we provide work incentive assistance for SSI and SSDI beneficiaries that are seeking vocational rehabilitation, employment, and other type supportive services. These services are provided for individuals to secure, retain, or regain employment. Our PABS program is one of 10 programs at Disability Rights New Jersey. Our agency is here to protect and provide the advocacy services that individuals with disability needs in New Jersey, as well as other states, have the same kinds of programs.
So what do beneficiaries need to do to take advantage of your organization's services?
Well, we have a process for individuals if they believe that they are being discriminated against in any way, and if they have a disability, they can call our office. We have an intake unit, and they would call our intake department and ask for our intake coordinator or any person that works in our intake unit. And the first thing they would do is provide information about their disability, the kind of services they are seeking, and how they believe that they are being discriminated against. And once that information is taken from the individual, then it's looked at to decide which one of these programs that I mentioned earlier the individual would need to be referred to for services.
All right. So can you explain how assistance from a PABS may help beneficiaries who are working and may have experienced discrimination because of their disability?
Well, one of the things that I said we have here, we have an employment discrimination program, and we work along with that program. Our PABS program work with that program to ensure that people that are being discriminated against have information about their rights and how to proceed with that. We also have our client assistance program, and that program works with our VR agencies, our Vocational Rehabilitation Services and Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, and also independent living centers. So if a person is being discriminated against based on their disability, we can, if they're looking for employment, we can help them with the process of working with those Vocational Rehabilitation agencies to find employment. And if they need help from our PAR program for employment discrimination, we can help them in that way. We refer them to our PABS program and work along with that program to ensure that the person's rights are not being violated. We also can provide assistance in reasonable accommodations. If a person is being discriminated against, you know, based on, say, that they need some additional time to take an entrance exam to a university, a college or university, or if they need some other reasonable accommodations on the job to help them perform the job better, then we're here to make sure that these individuals receive the reasonable accommodations that they need. We also assist individuals who may need to go to our one-stop program in each state. Each state has the one-stop system, and we can help them to navigate these different agencies and organizations so that they will know what their rights are, you know, prior to going for assistance and even after they are there receiving assistance. We also advocate for people in the community that are in community-based employment. If an individual would rather work in the community other than going into a workshop or a community rehab facility, we will advocate for that as well to make sure that individuals who are able to work and are disabled are allowed to have the opportunity to try to work in the community. We assist individuals in understanding that they have a right to have an employment goal and work towards those employment goals, and that they can determine what their employment goals are, not just the agency or the individuals that they're working with, that they have the right to understand their strengths, their weaknesses, and that they have a right to work out in the community. But those are the kinds of things that we do as a PABS program to make sure that individuals who want to be in a competitive employment and get fair wages are allowed to do those things.
Sounds like it's quite a collaborative effort on the part of your organization across those different programs.
Yes.
To make sure that the individual gets the type of assistance that they need tailored to their specific situation.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's a good thing that we have all these programs housed at the Protection and Advocacy for Beneficiaries of Social Security, is housed in the same building as all the other programs, because we can collaborate. And as they come through our intake system, we ask quite a few questions, you know, to get the information that we need so that we can understand, like, which program can best help the individuals along with our PABS program.
Well, that's a good segue into my next question. What are some of those standard questions that you might ask someone who is seeking protection and advocacy services?
Well, if they're seeking our services, of course, we need to know that they do have a disability. We also need to know what type of services they're looking for. We will ask them, you know, those kinds of questions. We will ask them if they are receiving SSI and FSDI. We will ask them if they are looking to work in the community, or if they are looking to do part-time work, or if they are looking to work but still maintain their Medicaid or Medicare. All those kinds of questions will help us understand how to help the individual. If they are trying to work with a vocation rehabilitation program and they want to put together a PASS plan or something like that, we also refer them to our CWICs in our state, and our Area Work Incentive Coordinator with SSA works with us as well to help us, you know, figure out exactly what kind of services we can provide and what things are available for our clients.
So what are some of the common questions that you would hear from the beneficiaries themselves?
Well, we would hear questions such as, am I eligible for employment? You know, can I go out to work? What kind of services are available to me? They ask questions about employment networks and how the employment networks work. They ask questions about their work incentives, like, as I said, you know, can I work and still have Medicare? Or can I work and still have Medicaid? Those kinds of questions are, am I eligible for vocational rehabilitation services? You know, how can I find out what kind of school I can attend, or if I can attend a college or university? Or if I go to an employment network, do they have to assist me? And we answer, you know, those kinds of questions so that they can have a clear understanding of how these different systems work and their role and our role in obtaining employment for them.
Well, it sounds like your staff has a heck of a job staying on top of all the nuances of the rules and regulations and laws that are involved in these situations.
Yes. We do. But it's a very interesting program, and it's very gratifying because we are able to help individuals and make sure that they they understand their rights, and they understand that they have a right to participate in the community and to be employed. And as long as they're seeking employment, and that employment, and they have a barrier to employment, our protection and advocacy program is ready and willing to help them.
One last question for advocation for our listeners. When you say you advocate for a disability beneficiary, what does it mean to advocate for them?
Well, the way our system works is that, like, we get a call from an individual or from an agency referring an individual, and once we speak to that individual, we will then get an understanding of what their situation is. If they're already working with another agency, we will advocate for them by contacting that agency, for finding out what the concerns are of the agency, finding out what the concerns are of the individual that we're working with. And we also help them. I want to say we also help them learn to advocate for themselves. And that just means kind of asking the right questions, finding out exactly, you know, what you are entitled to and what you're eligible to receive. But we will work with the individual and say they have a counselor at another agency or on another organization. We'll kind of be the mediator, trying to find out exactly what these individuals need and how they can go about obtaining the services that they're looking for. So advocacy can go to just asking questions, doing an investigation. It can also offering them legal services and helping them to understand that their legal rights. So it can range from just, like I say, interviewing, investigating, to providing legal services for them.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful resource for folks that may simply not know where to turn or what their opportunities or possibilities are.
Yes, a lot of times that's just the issue. They don't really understand what's available there, because, you know, every agency works a little differently. So if they're working with one agency and then they refer it to another agency, and sometimes people feel like they're getting like the runaround, and they don't know exactly what to do. So a lot of times we'll just step in and try to bring it all together so that there's a much clearer picture of the direction that the individual need to follow.
So, Lily, can you give us a couple of examples of types of cases that have come through your organization recently?
Yeah, sure. We've had cases that we've worked on where individuals were seeking services from an employment network, and employment network had offered to assist them with receiving transportation to employment, and the individual contacted us because it had been weeks to pass and the employment network had not provided them the funds for transportation to get to the job. They were going to get a bus ticket, and so the individual came to us because they were in jeopardy of losing their employment. So we would contact the employment agency and speak to the employment agency about the delay and try to get them to respond in a timely manner. We were successful in getting the employment agency to provide the transportation cost for the individual. And the individual was just asking for this this cost until they were able to work and obtain a paycheck. And then they would be able to, you know, get the bus pass on their own. So the individual did come to us, as I said, and we were able to work with the individual and the employment network. So the employment network did provide the transportation funds until the individual was able to work about a month or two and then able to provide their own transportation. Another type case that, you know, we've had, and we've had several of these, is when an individual will come to us about overpayment. And the overpayment was from a work, of course, a work-related overpayment. So we were able to assist the individual by looking through their work history and seeing that the individual was not actually overpaid, and we were able to contact Social Security and provide them with this information, and they too then reviewed the individual's work history and noticed and saw that the individual had not received an overpayment, and we were able then to have that work situation worked out for the individual.
Well, that sounds particularly critical because those overpayment situations can be fairly complex. So
right.
The individual doesn't know how to handle that, but you guys are trained, your staff know what to look for and can go to bat for that person when it's and get it all straightened out.
Right, and we were able to request a reconsideration and provide all the information. And Social Security was actually, you know, very pleased that we caught this and was able to bring it to their attention. So we do a few cases like that, but it has to be a work-related overpayment and it has to be a barrier to employment. We just, you know, it must be a barrier to employment before we take a case that that is an overpayment case.
Right. Well, that's great. Thank you for sharing those with us.
Thank you so much.
If you think you may have been discriminated against because of your disability or want to learn more about your rights, a PABS representative will be able to help you discuss your options. If you are thinking about returning to work or starting work for the first time, a PABS can help you ensure that your legal rights are protected. PABS can help you understand your rights and how to navigate reasonable accommodations, including assistive technology, which can support you as you determine whether work is right for you and how it will affect your benefits. For more information about Ticket to Work or to locate a PABS near you, visit www.socialsecurity.gov/work or call the Ticket to Work helpline at 1-866-968-7842 for voice or 1-866-833-2967 for TTY. Stay tuned. Sign up to receive updates on our 2014 podcast series on our website.